podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Let's talk cars.
You've been giggling for like 20 minutes. Is that what this story's about?
I'm excited.
Okay.
This is real cool. So a lot of the new car brands coming into Australia are Chinese ones, mm-hmm. but there's an Indian one called Mahindra. You across it? You familiar?
No.
Okay, so they've got sort of a range of different, there's a ute, there's an SUV, there's a couple of different models, right? And they're getting a foothold in Australia.
Cool.
But they're from India and they have been developing a technology that will sort out and have developed a technology that will help sort out a big issue that they have over there, and it could translate to here as well.
Okay.
Okay, so so they have a camera system that they've set up that will detect cars, pedestrians, cyclists, motorcyclists, and large animals such as cows and buffalo.
Okay. Yeah.
Their autonomous emergency braking system. Yeah. Do you know, if you've been in a new car lately, it'll scream at you for everything.
Mate, it is the worst. It's like, beep, 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 beep. Like, we go in a Tesla sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm just like, this is too much. This car is too anxious. Like, shut up.
You're thinking of changing lane or straying out of your lane.
Oh, there's a sign on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. No, I get it.
Right, so these guys have, so there's, because over in India, they have a lot of serious crashes with cows.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they're big,
because they're
numbers.
Worshipped over there, so they're everywhere.
They are. And they're allowed sort of to wander wherever they like, right? Yeah. But people die. So, in Australia, in 2025, there were 15,000 animal collisions that led to insurance claims. Right? 84% of them involved kangaroos.
Yeah.
So the suggestion is that this could translate. They would have to tweak it a little bit.
I don't like the idea of emergency braking.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I've been in a situation with a kangaroo before, and you go, if I had slammed on the brakes, I would have probably gone, whatever. But I just kind of, it just jumped out of my way. It was there and then it was gone.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between human slamming on brakes and car realizing an instant, like, locking things down.
Oh, you reckon?
Because it's like, I think it's more of a controlled brake than a, like, sort of thing. Anyway, they spent 3 years developing this system for the cow crash prevention tech. And as I say, it would take a bit of extra work to sort of dial it into kangaroos, but it's pretty exciting. And in fact, I have been lucky enough to speak to the guys at Mahindra.
Here we
and
go. Yeah.
They've actually sent us a little prototype of the cow detection system here. So if I just get under the camera. All right, I've got this gun here, right?
No.
And I'm beep.
No.
Beep. I'm just going to just scan it around the studio here. Beep.
Mate, be very careful is what I will say. Be very careful. You're the buffalo, mate.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Going to Oklahoma City for this one, mate.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Where the wind, are you going to finish or not?
Oh, no, why are you saying like,
come sweeping down the plains. Yeah, look, I don't reckon that's the most sort of topical reference these days. I think the basketball team's the big one.
But how do they say Oklahoma? Do they say it in a fun way?
No, they just.
Well, then that's the thing. That's what jingles work, mate.
They call it Loud City.
Loud City?
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, because the crowd's really. Let's talk about. It's not specifically about Oklahoma, but we're sort of the Midwest, yeah? It's like sort of Central America, where things get really white and really religious, and lots of tornadoes as well. There's a gym that's opened up, and it's called Proverbs 27:17. It's a lust-free gym for Christian men.
I'm so sorry for laughing, but my mind goes somewhere initially, and I just want to see if this is what happens in the end.
It's a sanctuary of strength, and it helps members make righteous gains while getting closer to God. Rep and repent.
Okay.
So
this is no. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So the guy that set it up, he says, lust and temptation ruin relationships.
I'm not thinking about men.
No. But
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but listen to this. One of the number one places affairs and infidelity occur is the gym. And then he goes on to admit that he was unfaithful in his previous marriage with a woman he met at the gym.
With a woman he met at the gym?
I think just leave it alone. I think just let's just assume
okay.
that
okay. All right, mate.
Let's just go with what they want us to think.
Sure. It's all very straighty
180. Yeah. What did God do? He said he took what the devil meant for evil and he turned it into good. God put it on his heart to start his men's fitness and ministry centre.
Okay.
Keep in mind, anybody who's starting to get a bit butthurt about the whole the Christian Catholic thing, I am a good Catholic boy, right?
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, and I think it's ridiculous. I also think that is there any type of men must be shirtless in this gym just to aid from temptation?
We don't.
We don't want to see anything hiding in your shirt.
We don't enforce it, but we will ask.
if you're wearing pants.
He called me to create a different kind of space where men can grow stronger physically and spiritually without the distractions of lust and temptation.
Okay.
Nothing in here about exploring each other's bodies.
What are the toilets like there? That's what I want to know.
Here we go. The name of the gym is a reference to the Bible passage, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another.
Come on. Yeah, this is a safe space for men who just want to enjoy life. That's what that is.
I've jumped on the
website. Don't lie about it, guys. Get into it.
I've jumped on the website. There is some interesting, apart from the standard arrangements of barbells and dumbbells and that type of thing, there is some interesting equipment there. There's a big-ass wood cross that you have to carry and lift and stuff.
Is there a Jack Jesus on the wall?
There's a... Yeah, is it a little sort of loincloth too, weirdly? There's a cave that you go in and then you just have to push a rock back and forwards across. Okay. And also the treadmills are water.
Oh, good.
So you got to run along
nice.
Those.
Nice, yeah, teaming with the theme.
Yeah. Just sharpening iron. Just each other's bodies.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Let's talk about maths.
Okay.
Now, maths is going to look pretty different when it comes back to screens in 2027. And we've been seeing a lot, like there's drips and drabs of who the brides and grooms are and all that type of stuff. But it's look, I love maths.
Mm.
I love it. And international people love Australian maths too. Like, and the best type of reality TV is a type where people fight. Sorry, I know that's bad. I know that's a really bad thing in our community, but I like to watch people fighting.
You
and
like
not
drama.
In like a boxing ring or the UFC.
Yeah.
No, I like wine in faces. Like I watch a lot of Real Housewives. I watch a lot of maths.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's a part of me and I don't care.
Do you think it's bizarre to me because you wouldn't associate with these people, would you?
Like
you
God,
wouldn't,
no.
You wouldn't tolerate that in your own God, friendship circle, right?
God, no.
No. So
but that's why it's like a treat for me.
Yeah, and it's like
it's
a
like going to the
pleasure.
Zoo.
Yeah,
it's right?
Like going to the zoo.
Yeah, right? Now, very sadly, Mel Schilling passed away, right?
Yeah, terrible.
So apparently there's going to be some changes to the commitment ceremonies because John Aiken and Alessandra Rampolla, they're going to be there, but it's just going to be them two for a bit until they get the new person in.
I believe Poe is...
Poe is not doing it and neither is Adam Lior, so stop it. But they've got a new Dr.
Lerv.
Are you
sure Adam Lior is not doing it because he's in everything?
It's Dr. Lerv.
Oh.
Dr. Lerv is coming in.
Is he an AI?
She's a relationship coach.
Oh, she. Sorry. Okay. Mm. Oh, is it love?
Yeah.
Should I just get AI?
They're like, yeah. What do you say, robot? Well, I think you're all...
because we could take it back to the... Okay. I don't really remember it. It's a little bit before my time. But my understanding from the clips that I've seen of Perfect Match in the 80s...
Yeah.
This little, like, robot.
No, I remember there was a robot with, like, a word search game. That you had to play. It was like after school they used to have. And they were like, find the word, four words.
Maybe.
Anyway, maybe it was just my imaginary friend. So dinner parties are changing. And this is what I don't like. And
is
I'm
the
not
robot
sure if I can
be
actually, the robot's not going to be there as far as I'm aware. God, that would be so good.
That would be cool.
Anyway, no, so there's a bit of a makeover because they're worried that the contestants are getting a little bit too excited on the tipple.
The booze, because there's hardly any food.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, we're going to introduce a strict alcohol limit. So each participant at the dinner party is only going to be able to have one drink.
Oh.
And I'm like, I know there's codes of conduct and drink responsibly and
RSA
all that.
RSA and stuff.
Right? But.
So you know what you're going to have now?
Mate.
You're going to have like, everyone's going to have fake mustaches and different hats and they're going to like have their drink and then walk out of the, the dinner
I'm
party.
I'm Mrs. Incognito. Yeah, and apparently this extends beyond the weekly gatherings that they have together. Some couples are not going to be able to keep alcohol in their apartments. This show is going to be boring as hell. Yeah. What do you mean? They're like, oh, we care about participant welfare. No, you don't. It's because that has been the basis of the show.
Yeah.
That is Married at First Sight. That is reality TV.
Mm.
It's people getting on
getting
it and acting stupid.
And, yeah.
And they know, everyone knows.
Mm.
Like, get them to sign something.
It's not a good thing, but it's good to watch. Is
yes.
that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Okay. You want to make your money
yeah.
and I want to watch.
Yeah.
So let's sort something out. I know it's bad to say, and please drink responsibly to all involved, but no one's going to throw their wine in someone's face if you only get one
but
a
it
night.
It could be a bucket. Imagine every it's like, hey, one drink.
Maybe
it's
it
a
is
bigger,
a bucket.
It's a bucket. It's a huge bucket.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks. He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Max Holmes in nice and early and with a certain all-Australian glow to him.
That's
you're
right.
In the 46, mate. Congratulations
yep,
on that.
No, thank you, thank you.
It's good to have you in here.
Yeah, real early. A bit tired. Still waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is radio, baby, so get used to it. It is pretty exciting to be in the 46 and four of you from the Cats. Obviously, Essendon was one of the teams down the bottom that got nil. So
We
didn't get any.
Oh,
that was expected for us. But
yeah.
Four for you guys in the 46, pretty exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Good for Celine OD to make it for the first time.
Yeah.
So I reckon we had a few boys a bit stiff as well. So
yeah? Who do you reckon should have been in there?
I reckon Shawnee could have made it.
True.
Stewie could have made it. Who else can we go for?
You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Just say everyone.
Oh, that's why I'm not on the select.
Nah. So, yeah. Have you been in the 46 before?
Yeah, it's my third time.
Right. Okay. Well, interesting times.
Very interesting times. Yeah. Well, good luck for tonight.
Yeah.
It is all nutted out and there's a big fancy dinner. So enjoy.
It's not about personal accolades, is it, playing footy? It's more about getting back to the footy and actually winning a premiership and you know, how you look and how's your ankle? How are you feeling?
It's feeling good. I've done some good running on it now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is enjoyable. It's much more enjoyable being on legs rather than down the gym working away. So I think I've got, 10 days till next week. So I reckon I'm a good shot, but still got to get the old clear from Scotty. So I think he thinks I'm lying about how good it's feeling. I'll prove it to him.
Is there a way you can sort of butter him up? Can you just get him a bottle of wine or something? Is that, she goes, hey, mate.
I think to butter up Scotty, you'd need a really expensive bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So
does he come out with a little hammer and like check your reflexes and stuff like that?
And one of those like doctor's sort of headband things with a reflector
does
on it?
Does he do that to make sure?
I haven't hurt my knee.
No, but you can test your ankle. You can knock your ankle.
Can you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Reflexes.
Hey, you can bend my toes back too. Do you want to do that?
No.
What?
No, because my doctor freaked out when they were testing all my reflexes once and they leant on my toes and my toes bent back. Sorry.
Sorry about my friend. I don't know why I have to do this every week. I'm really sorry about my friend.
I'm so sorry.
Keep it to yourself.
I'm so sorry.
All right. I feel like we need to break this up with a song. So Max Holmes joining us in the studio with added toe chat.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio from the Cats. Now, Max, we've got, as you said, about 10 sleeps until the Cats' next match. It's confirmed to be the Friday night as of yesterday, but the opponent is still up in the air. How do you go about preparing for a team that you don't know who you're playing?
I mean, luckily for us, that's a coach's job.
True. Okay.
So this week
that's
they'll
why they pay him the big bucks.
Yeah. They'll be putting together different plans and whatnot for all three teams this week.
Right.
Because it's kind of it's not unusual. Like we'd have this in like last year we won the qualifying final, so then we prepare for we have to prepare for like three teams.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not completely unusual, but yeah, they'll prepare for the teams, and I guess we'll be brought into the fold on next week when we kind of know who we're playing. So I'd say today we'd be going through, yeah, bit of the weekend, bit of who can we play, Doggies, Carlton and Collingwood, going through all of them. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't change much, like, really.
Is there, yeah. is there a team that you would like to face? Is there one that you'd...
Not really.
Yeah?
I think the thing is, like, people... We'll say, like, whatever, this team's going well, this team's
Carlton's flying, yeah.
Carlton's flying, whatever. At the end of the day, you got to beat four teams in a row. Like, you got to beat four good teams in a row. It doesn't really matter. Like, we're just of the opinion it doesn't matter where we come. Like, we were praying that West Coast would beat Hawks the other day because we wanted to play Freo. Like, we just were, like, we were disappointed with our Optus game. We were, like...
give us another bite.
Give us another shot. Like,
yeah,
we want
okay,
them.
Cool.
Like, it just doesn't matter who we... play, we don't care because you got to beat them anyway. So, if you're saying Carlton are flying, like, give them to us, honestly. Like, doesn't matter if it's Collingwood or Western Bulldogs, both good teams. Like, you got to beat the good teams anyway. And if you can't beat those teams in the first round, then you're not going to get there anyway. So,
See, Loggy, what that is that's a winner's mentality. There.
I'm a negative half, like glass half empty.
Half empty.
Are you a real are you a positive person, or do you have to learn that skill to be an athlete?
No, I think I'm a negative person, but I'm just I don't know. I'm positive in just specific areas, I guess.
Yeah. Because watching you with the rehab with your foot and everything, and like that photo of you in the hospital bed with your thumbs up and everything,
yeah, it's super
like,
optimistic.
Yeah, and that was awesome to see. But I can imagine it's just really hard when really you just probably want to swear a little bit.
Well, I think it's probably I'm probably like so pissed off about the ankle that it's gone the other way. You know,
yeah, like you're like, I'll show you ankle.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah,
punching it. Like,
yeah, it's a little stupid ankle. It's a little competition. And then,
yeah.
I saw 7 weeks till the first final. I'm like, screw it, I'm getting there.
Yes.
Like, I was in the surgery room and I'm texting all the physios and the strength conditioning coaches and I'm like, we're getting there.
Yes.
And I don't care what any of you say. We're getting there.
Like, I love it.
We're just making sure we get there, all right? Like, get stuffed.
Yes.
So now 10 days out, Max Holmes, are you getting there?
Well, I think so, but yeah, that's why I think Scotty thinks I'm lying about my ankle.
Yeah.
So, because I said 7 weeks ago that I'd be good to go. So, yeah.
Now,
we'll get there.
What about getting new people to the club? You have been known, we've spoken about it before. The great recruiter. Do you sort of approach people in the same way you approach your ankle? Like, it's go time. We're here. Yeah. I'm having you. Yeah. Let's go. Like,
not really, because you don't know how they're going to react. I don't know. I don't know them as people.
You don't want to get Toby Green.
I don't want to push them away, you know.
Well, Zach Butters, there is a bit of chat going around, and we kind of been asking you every single week, any updates that you can let us know about?
If I did know, then I obviously wouldn't tell you.
Oh, but I thought he was going to say, if I did know, you'd be the first to know.
But I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, it's exciting to be in the race for that, I guess.
It looks like he comes,
number nine. He's not getting number nine.
Oh, is it?
If he comes. So if that's an issue for him, then I guess he'll be going elsewhere.
Richmond or Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio. Before we let you go, mate, wildcard round this weekend. It's the first one. Are you pro or you anti?
I'm going to sit on the fence.
Okay, good. Well, good. I'm glad we got you into it.
Good. That's great, Max.
You want to see how it plays out or
I
what?
I want to see how it plays out. And, like, I don't want to, like, bag it out and say what I really think because, you know, like, it's top eight usually, but it used to be top six.
I like
the top eight, but then it's just like, oh, well, game's expanding. Like, maybe 10 teams in finals is good, but I generally, don't like it. I mean... happy for Carlton to make it, but the fact that you can lose like 7 of the first 8 games and still make the wild card, like it's almost like statistically impossible if it's if it's a top eight. I don't know. Like a bit of talk of like mediocrity getting
champion, sort of celebrating a little bit.
I think it makes it more exciting when it's more when there's less teams, like less than the majority can make the finals. It's like more emphasis on the finals.
Yeah,
more
exclusive. Now we've got the
majority of teams in finals.
Well, we've got Doggies taking on Collingwood and Melbourne taking on Carlton. Who do you think's gonna win? Your predictions, please.
My predictions.
I don't watch footy. He says. I guess I wouldn't know.
No, I watch footy. I think they're going to be tough games to really tip on, I'd say.
I'm going to sit on the fence in this one.
No, that's really bad.
I feel the same about this as I do about wild card round in general.
I would say that all four teams could win their games respectively. I think all four of those teams have specific players that if they have a good day that they go well as a team. So like, you know, you could pitch a Gorney going ballistic against Carlton and getting the job done there, but you could just as likely see Paddy Cripps go ballistic. So,
good analysis.
All right, you know, if I'm going to go here, I'll tip for you.
Okay, yep. Here we go. He's holding his temples, holding everyone. Temples.
Got his eyes.
This is where the
clenched,
power comes.
Closed. Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon Melbourne had a couple of injuries this week, so therefore they get the job done. They rally together. They get the job done.
So that's Melbourne over Carlton,
and I think Western Bulldogs Collingwood. I'll go Collingwood.
Okay.
So Pies and Demons.
Yes.
Max Holmes.
I'm going the exact opposite. Okay. So we'll see who is superior.
I'm a really bad tipper. Really bad.
So am I.
All right.
Well, one of us has got to be right.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
no, there's a combination neither of you are right. Okay.
Maths is not our strong suit, but that's okay. Max is, and we love having you in.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, mate. We'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Don't know what's going on with the moon and the stars at the moment, but there seems to be a lot of information that is making its way to my brain. And I'm like, wow. So, for example, yesterday we were chatting about Cram from Spiderbait because of the Batuta Advocate put an article up saying, oh, Gen X just discovers that Cram's real name is Mark and Mark spelt backwards is Cram.
Cram.
And I was like, I didn't know this. What? And you didn't know either.
No, that's right. And so we worked out that I'm Mott and you're Eagle.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. Anyway, you're girl. Anyway, so last night on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, there was a question that kicked off the fam chat, right? And it was about the famous quote that Darth Vader says to Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
Now, do you know, have you got any quotes in mind?
I am your father.
Yeah. Luke, what does he say before? Okay, so
Luke.
Yeah.
I am your father.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
What?
He says, no, I am your father.
Oh.
Right? And so my brother-in-law was like, oh, my God, did you know that? I got it wrong.
Ah.
And I was like, yeah, I do because I've got it wrong so many times before.
Sure.
Right? So it's one of those ones that I just kind of remember. Mm. We all heard it incorrectly. So all of us have remembered it incorrectly, right? And then I one-upped them and I said, what about this that I just found out? And it involves this song from Seal, a classic. All right. Can I just get you to sing those lyrics again for me? No, wait. Say those lyrics.
Me.
Yeah. Okay.
Baby.
Yes.
I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
So my understanding.
Face. Is it face?
Kiss from the rose on the face.
Well, you're not going to kiss someone on the grave, are you?
Kiss from a rose on the face.
What is he?
So let's have a listen again. Just I need you to lock in your answer.
Hang on.
Whether it's grave or face.
Okay, well, grave. Yeah, grave.
Yeah. So that's what I thought too, right?
You thought it was grave?
Yeah. Like everyone does. It's a kiss from a rose on the grave. Like no one understands what it means. But in my mind, I'm like, look, it's my rose and I'm at your graveside and I'm putting my rose on your grave and they're kissing each other.
I didn't think about it that much. I just assumed that's the word and kept going.
And then it keeps going.
Yeah.
So then it says a light hits the gloom on the grave.
Yeah.
Right? No. Do you know what it is?
What?
It's grey. The word is grey.
A kiss from a rose on the grey. The more I get of you, the stranger it feels.
Yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grey.
What?
I saw this and I was like, nah, don't believe it. Yeah. Nah. Lyric check. Yes. It's gray. On the grey. Is what it the hell are you talking about,
is
Seal?
Is it an EY grey or an AY grey? Not that it matters, but...
No, it's EY.
EY grey.
Yes.
So why? What is, well, what's a grey?
And then, so we were fighting it out, and then my sister-in-law was like, well, he talks about the graying tower alone on the sea in the first, right?
He does.
And then it's like, and, so I'm looking at the lyrics, and you become the light on the dark side of me. Love remained a drug that's the high and not the pill. Well, now he's just saying things,
well, yeah,
right?
You're just getting...
But then I compare you to a kiss from the rose on the grey. Now, kiss from a rose on the grave didn't make sense.
No.
Kiss from the rose on the grey, what are you trying to tell us, Seal?
It's like a light in the gloom and the light hits the gloom.
Gloom on the grey. It's not grave. Okay, well, if I remember correctly, because Batman... This was a song from Batman,
absolutely,
right?
It was, yeah.
And he was in a cemetery, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Dancing around with like roses kissing graves.
I don't think Batman dances.
No, well, not Batman, but Seal was there.
Oh, Seal. Yeah.
Seal was there, and he was dancing with the graves and the roses.
Should we just enjoy a bit of the song?
Oh, please do, because my mind is blown.
Okay, let's all just fact check it, hey? Baby, I can be you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
I hope the bridge is coming up next. Okay, no, you got it. Yeah, you got to get to the. We got to get to the good bit. I know this is taking way too long, but I don't care because me and you are going to harmonise together. Ready? This is the best. This is where it's at. Now, remember the word is grey.
Grey.
For some reason, here we go. Ready? Now, I'll start it off. No, you got to get in this.
Kissed by a rose
on the grave.
Should something a rose on the grave?
What is a grave?
Kissed by a rose on the
grave. Okay, we should have practiced that, but it was. I think that was.
Anyway, I'm sad, and I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
My pleasure, my pain.
Nah, you missed it. That's one where he doesn't say baby. No. See, you need to educate yourself.
There's more that I didn't know than just the grey thing.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Look, we had a lot of calls during those ads about this.
All right, now that might but not be new information to you, but to both of us and a lot of other people, he's saying kiss from a rose on the grey, not the grave.
Not the grave.
I've been saying this wrong the whole time.
Mm.
What the hell are you talking about, Seal?
Yeah, so we had a few calls. Ed from St. Albans Park called to commend us on our harmonies.
Oh, really, thank you, Ed. It. I said to Tom, we definitely need more practice. You didn't pick up what I was putting down, but it's my fault because I expected you to be good and you weren't.
No, well, I didn't. I was just trying to be part of it.
Because it's a classic to do with mates.
So
I start, and then you sing after me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but when do I start?
So it's like this.
So pretty quick.
Kiss from
I was waiting for the bit where, so it'd be like, if I go first.
I've been kissed by.
So the kiss we do together.
Yeah, and then you go, mate, everyone knows this.
No? Okay.
Have you ever had friends?
52232955 if you know what the hell she's talking about. Tony from Cariah called through and he said, because I made the outrageous claim that Batman doesn't dance. And he said,
very famously.
Yeah, that Adam West, the original Batman back in the 30s? I don't know. But 60s maybe.
Yeah. No, maybe earlier,
Really hip to the jive.
Yeah,
he'd dance a lot. Yeah.
The bat dance.
Yeah. So my apologies for saying Batman doesn't dance. And Azza from Hammond Heights has a theory.
Yeah.
Notice none of these guys wanted to actually talk on the radio.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate it.
Azza said that his theory is that in the Batman movie, so because it's Kiss from a Rose on the Grey,
yes,
he goes back to where Batman's parents get jumped,
yeah,
right, and it, the whole Batman sort of legacy begins.
Oh, and his mum dropped the flowers.
Well, no, he goes and puts two roses on the footpath there, so the grey could be the footpath.
Well, what about it makes sense to put flowers on the goddamn graves of the mum and dad? Okay. Wouldn't that make more sense? Nice very, theory, Azza.
Very aggressive language.
Sorry, I'm just...
That's you got more worked up than I thought you would then. Wait, go.
No, hang on. I'm going to do the little John now. Yeah!
Okay, you do it and then I'll harmonise with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I would love to hear from people who've won a counting game with a jar.
Oh, like I guess how many beans are in this thing?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
It's because do you find working on radio sometimes people like confess stuff to you? They're like, hey, I've got a story.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but it turns out to be like they did something pretty messed up.
Yeah, that's just life in general, I think, with us.
So I was speaking to, a distant relative over the weekend because we had the family wedding, right? And he was telling me when he was a teenager, so it's probably 15 or more years ago now, maybe even 20. He was at a school and they were having a big fete.
Okay. Right?
And back in the day, they would set up the fete the day before and then they would have to have security there overnight to keep everything safe, yeah?
Oh, of course, yeah.
To stop vandals from going through.
Yeah.
But instead of like the school paying for like security to be there, they just got some of the parents to just do shifts.
Overnight?
Just walking around this fate, just keeping it on, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And so the phones are melting down.
I love it.
So he was like, well, he was 14. He's like, I'm not going to let my dad do this like graveyard shift on his own. So I'm going to go with dad and we're going to do that. So he must not have had school the next day. I don't know how he got.
Oh, no, kids don't need sleep. It's fine.
Okay. Well, they didn't back then. So anyway, so he and his dad are working security at the fete. Everything's set up to kick off the next morning.
Mm.
And so everything is in place. And he's walking around doing a lap and finds the big jar of jelly beans.
Oh, yep.
And it's, guess, the jelly beans.
Yeah.
And apparently it was like one big jar and then a few smaller jars, like half-size jars.
Yeah.
And so you could guess individually, or you could guess the whole lot, right?
Okay, cool.
And underneath the big jar, God knows how he found it. God knows why he checked under the big jar. Actually, I didn't ask that question. That would have been smart. Anyway, underneath was the number on a post-it note.
Is this amateur hour?
Yeah.
What?
So he's like, oh, well, that's clearly the number. So then finished his shift with his old man.
He's a smart kid. I would have just been like, there's random digits.
I would have thought to look under the jar.
Also, good on him for moving the jar, looking under it, and it not smashing on the floor and getting caught.
Big jar. The next day he goes back and enters three times.
Oh.
Yeah, a little ruse.
Oh, this one's like 30 off.
Throw him off the scent.
Yeah.
So entered three times. Two that he knew were clearly wrong and one that was exactly right for the whole lot, all of the jars. And so he won.
So what was that, like 3,000 jelly beans or something? Yeah, like a massive container? Yeah,
it's literally thousands of jelly beans.
Oh,
so then,
my God.
So then he and one mate dined out on jelly beans for like a month afterwards. He's like, we would just play Xbox and or like PlayStation and just eat jelly beans until we were sick.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
And I think that's the only way that, like, I've never met someone who's actually legitimately, like, I've been involved in them before.
Yeah,
I've tried
too.
To guess. I've never got anywhere close.
No, me either. And when they're like, oh, no, you look at a row and then double. No, you don't. It's a circular thing and it's normally filled with random stuff like Tic Tacs or something. Like, how are you supposed to know?
Yeah. All right. Let's go straight to the phones. Ash is in Ocean Grove. You're live on air. Good morning, Ash.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Have you ever accurately guessed and won?
When I was a kid, my mum accurately guessed and won every lolly jar that we went to, every fete. I'm not joking.
How?
She's a calculated brain, and she did use the whole, length times width equals volume estimation. You know, it doesn't come up with an accurate reading. But if you have an educated guess, generally, you're the closest. And I took the knowledge she taught me. I took the knowledge and moved down to Tassie on my own one Easter. Yeah. And there was a jar of Easter eggs. And I won that as well from getting the correct number.
Amazing. Yes,
the maths wrought.
I love that you couldn't work in her territory. You had to, like, branch out.
No way, no. No, New South Wales is her domain.
She's got the hustle. She's got the hustle. In
now
the
she's
New
here
South
in Victoria. Ash, wow. That's amazing. Vicky from Ains. Good morning, Vicky. You're live on air. Have you ever won one of those guess how many are in the jar?
It wasn't me. It's my husband. Okay. He does the same sort of thing as the last caller.
Yeah.
Mum does. He'll count the bottom. Then he does, okay, how many rows there are. And then after he goes, okay, so these are these ones and they're different sizes and shapes.
So it does
work. Every time he will win them.
Wow. It sounds to me like the people who are running these competitions are letting people get too close and look too
exactly
into too much detail.
It does. It takes his time as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hurry up. And he's going, wait, I haven't counted them all.
Yeah. So they need to actually
take at least 5-10 minutes.
So they need to put the jar behind a curtain and say, it's a jar of something, and we can't tell you what it is or how big the jar is.
All right, Simon has been very patient from Armstrong Creek, waiting on hold. Thank you for your patience, friend. Have you ever won one of these guessing games?
Yeah, I did. I entered, I think it was McDonald's, had a big vase of M&Ms, and you just had to guess how many there was. But you just had to pay per guess, and they were walking around with a clipboard, and I was just like, I did like the math one guess that everyone else definitely does, but then I was like, well, what's the highest guess so far? And they were like, oh, you know, it's like 1,500. And I was like, well, 1,501, that'll have to do. And it was just closest to, and no one else guessed higher.
Very smart, Simon.
Wow, so you sort of strategized it.
Yeah, I just thought if no one else puts a guess in higher than that, it was a good chance.
I love when people use maths and strategy for evil.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you know?
I love that he went, it's M&Ms, right? And so it's such a small thing, right? Yeah. And there's so many of them. He's gone one more than the highest guess. He didn't go 1,510.
No, because it's highest without going over.
Yeah.
So that's how he wins, mate. It's you don't get it.
That's why I don't win.
I know. So you're too
dummy.
Mason also has been hanging on ever so patiently. Mason from Lara, have you won one of these jelly bean in a jar thing?
I did. I won over 600 Easter eggs when I was 9 years old.
Okay.
My God, are you still working your way through them or what?
No, I had my brother and sister helping me and my dad. But yeah, we went to Buckley's one night. We used to go every week for dinner with the grandparents, and they used to give us coins for the games while they went into the pokies.
Love it.
And my grandfather said to me, oh, they've got a Easter raffle and guess the lollies, does anyone want to play? And I said, yes. Mm. So I gave him back $2 and I put down the guess and it was like 628 or something like that.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, he got a phone call and he said, Mason, you won. It was the correct guess. I'm like, okay. So Easter was sorted that year.
9-year-old. Okay.
Okay. Brilliant. So, okay. Did your parents take it away from you? Because I don't think, did they just say, hey,
go to town.
Yeah, go to town, whatever. It's the 90s. Yeah. We don't care. Eat as many eggs as you want.
Yeah, no, we had to be rationed out and the chocolate started going bad after about a month, so Mum just chucked it.
Mum!
That's what she's told you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.